007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Afternoon to you, Garrett. How are you?
Afternoon, how are you?
I'm very well. It is IFTA night.
It is a big night in Dublin for the Irish Film and Television Awards. They're taking place at the Doubletree by Hilton. It's a big event, really, for the industry here that celebrates, I suppose, all that's good and great on the small and big screens.
Yeah, there's some great Irish movies in there.
Yeah, the best film selection includes Neil Jordan's Byzantium, Calvary, Run and Jump, The Sea and The Stag. They're all nominated.
Yes.
And I think TV is going to be hotly contested because, you know, Love Hate might on paper look like the one that will run away with it. But when you look at the list that's nominated for Best Drama, I do think The Fall is going to show quite well and could be a big competitor to it. Game of Thrones as well,
yeah.
And Quirk also in there, and Vikings. So it's quite a big list. You know, the guests that will show up, Steve Coogan is going to be there. Jamie Dornan, who will attract quite a lot of attention on the red carpet, I would imagine. The Gleesons, of course, have to go to an event like this. Victoria Smurfit, Colin Farrell, Andrew Scott, and as you say, the cast of Love Hate, I'm sure, will be there as well. IFTA Honorary Award this year is going to the President, Michael D. Higgins.
And so, very well deserved. Very well deserved indeed.
All on RTE tonight at 9:35.
Okay, well, very best of luck to all the nominees and have a great night if you're heading along. We are staying with Irish film news. Limerick next up.
Yes, Limerick. The annual film festival there. This is the fifth Limerick Film Festival. It's rebranded this year and it's actually going to take place over 3 days. That's next Thursday, Friday and Saturday in Limerick. The programme has a good selection and quite a lot of masterclasses as well, which is good for people in the area to go along. Producer-director Pat Comer will be a special guest talking about, you know, his various different works on documentaries. Nathan Nugent as well is a guest speaker. He is an IFTA winner for editing work on What Richard Did and Frank as well, and Run and Jump, that movie that's been nominated as well. The writer of Amber, Rob Crawley will also be there holding a Q&A session as well. So they're really good.
That's
and they have this
days, yeah.
Yeah, they have this award ceremony which will take place on the Saturday, and this is to sort of honour all the short films and everything that have been nominated, and that's a good event as well. So it's all happening in Limerick.
Very good. We wish them all the very best with that. Now, lovely photos of
can I just mention as well, I've done a special podcast actually with the director of the film festival, so that's available as a separate download as well. I nearly forgot to mention
excellent. Beautiful photos of Saoirse Ronan in the papers during the week in Enniscorthy, looking very well for the Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's filming in, as you say, in Enniscorthy. There's a lot of movies going on, and that is John Crowley directing that one. That's, of course, it's an adaptation of Colm Tobin's bestseller. Saoirse Ronan starring in it, and the aforementioned Gleeson. It's been the Donal as well. In this one, it's a script by Nick Hornby, so do look out for them on the streets filming. It tells the story of a girl who finds love in New York after leaving 1950s Ireland, but later has to choose between her life in the US and her life back home. Julie Walters, Jim Broadbent also star in that one.
The other cast looks good. Yeah, what else? There's quite a bit of filming going
there
on.
Is,
there
is, yeah, because Colin Farrell is filming in a movie called The Lobster. So that's taking place down the country. I think in Kerry is where that is filming. And he's starring alongside John C. Reilly and Olivia Colman. Rachel Weisz is in that as well. It's a love story set in the near future where single people, according to the rules of the city, are arrested and transferred to the hotel. This is the this is the description. And then they're obliged to find a matching mate in 45 days or face transformation into an animal of their choosing and are released into the woods. So there you go, quotation marks for that.
Storyline.
So, sounds a strange storyline, but it's a good cast in it as well.
Look,
so look out for all those movies.
Filming going on, wonderful. Now, I thought we weren't talking about Star Wars for a while, no?
I have resisted because you know what? There's been, and with April Fools and everything, there were so many things going round about such and such as cast, and I've tried to avoid it up until now, doing any Star Wars news because we really don't know any news, and it's felt ridiculous to be saying
what
anything.
What do we know?
Well, we think we know. This is why I'm letting myself down again. The 14th of May is apparently going to be the first day of filming on J.J. Abrams' much-anticipated Star Wars Episode 7 for Lucasfilm and Disney Pictures.
Where are they filming?
Morocco is the plan for a two-week location shoot there, and the rumours are that they're going to be moving to Tunisia as well, which is where A New Hope and The Phantom Menace also filmed as well. And, you know, there was a bit of tragedy in the early Star Wars movies that when they went and first set up, there was these massive sandstorms and they destroyed all the sets they first went there. Mm. So they'll probably be hoping for that again, for a bit of luck.
Yes.
You know how superstitious these things are. So, you know, that's what we think.
Filming
May 14th.
Underway. We think.
We think.
Some casting news for us. Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt is in negotiations to star in an untitled World War II romantic thriller. Stephen Knight, a guy behind Eastern Promises, has scripted the project, with a major director being sought and production aiming to begin early next year. And meanwhile, Meryl Streep has also confirmed to star in Ricky and Flash. This is a Diablo Cody spec script, with Jonathan Demme is attached to direct this one. She's going to play a fading rock star who tries to reconnect with her estranged children as one of them goes through an ugly divorce.
Next role from Meryl Streep, so she can do anything.
She can do anything.
All right, what will we check out online trailer-wise this week?
Yeah, I thought I'd mention this one. It's in the state. It comes out in the States in September. I suspect we'll have it sort of not long afterwards. But it's a trailer that features James Gandolfini. I know enough said, people thought that that was his final movie.
Yeah.
But no, he had actually started another one. And it is actually from the author Dennis Lehane, who, of course, had written Mystic River and Gone Baby Gone. But it's a crime drama called The Drop, and it follows a lonely bartender played by Tom Hardy who, through a covert scheme of funneling cash to local gangsters known as money drops in the underworld of Brooklyn bars, and then there's a robbery that goes wrong and it causes all sorts of controversy between friends, families and foes. So take a look at it if you were a James Gandolfini fan. Take a look at this trailer online. It's called The Drop, and we'll have it later this year.
Very good. A few new releases to get through on the big screen. Noah being the biggie this weekend.
Yeah, this is a big movie. Darren Aronofsky directing it. It's his first movie since Black Swan, and he's got Russell Crowe starring in it, Jennifer Connelly, Ray Winston as well, who's been in a lot of these big movies with some success and some failures as well, I think. Anthony Hopkins and Emma Watson. We have a clip here.
Okay, Ray Winston coming
Ray Winston
in.
And
then we'll hear Noah.
When I heard talk of miracles, I dismissed them. But then I saw the birds with my own eyes, and I had to come.
There isn't anything for you here.
No. This all belongs to me. This land, this forest. That stronghold of yours. Did you really think you could protect yourself from me in that?
It's not protection from you.
Then what is it?
An ark. To hold the innocent when the Creator sends his deluge to wipe out the wicked from this world.
Return to your cities of Cain. No, we have all been judged.
I have men at my back, and you stand alone and defy me. I'm not alone.
Yeah, you tell him Russell Crowe as Noah. I saw this film last week and I came out of it not knowing what I thought. You know that kind of film where you go, I think if you go in going, this is Darren Aronofsky's take on this tale, and you sort of go with it, some of it's a bit mad, some of it's quite good, and a lot of people I've been talking to have been saying, oh, will I go, will I not? It's going to divide people. It's never dull, I'll say that for it. It's kind of intriguing, but
I can guarantee you one thing, they're not going to put that on the poster.
Unless, edit it out, okay.
Yeah, they'll take a clip from it, you know.
Yeah.
Interesting.
If you've seen it, do text us, let us know what you thought. 51554, as I say, I think it'll sort of divide people. It's an interesting one, that's for sure. What else have you for us?
Divergent, which has done well at the box office. Shailene Woodley, T.O. James, Kate Winslet starring in this one. It's in a world divided by factions based on virtues. Trish learns she's divergent and won't fit in, and you've got a big chase sequence and sci-fi element that kicks in with it all. And as I said, it's done quite well so far. For the kids, we've got Rio 2. Voices there of Jesse Eisenberg and Anne Hathaway. And Jesse Eisenberg is a star in our next movie, The Double. And Chris O'Dowd is actually in it as well, a man who gets into quite a lot of films and TV these days.
On Broadway at the moment.
Yeah, yes. So he's pretty much everywhere. It's a comedy centred on a man who's driven insane by the appearance of his doppelganger. Tom at the Farm is a French film about a grieving man who meets his lover's family who are not aware of their son's sexual orientation. And then finally we have a documentary called A Story of Children and Film, which is exactly that. It kind of does a chronicle of kids in global cinema.
Very
so there
good.
You go.
What TV movie are you recommending for us?
It's a period drama. It's about an impoverished but calculating Edwardian English woman who's desperate for money and status, and she comes up with a scheme to make a fortune by marrying off her lover to a dying heiress. You have the brilliant Helena Bonham Carter, Michael Gambon and Elizabeth McGovern in the movie The Wings of the Dove, and you can catch it on TG Cahir's on Monday night at 9:30.
Great. It's well since I've seen that, actually. Helena Bonham Carter is very good in it. Look forward to seeing it again. Gareth, thank you.
No problem. Thank you.